الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا، صدق الله العظيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. دور شيخ الله Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home. حضرت نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم had spent approximately 3 nights in the cave of Thawr, غار ثور. After taking refuge in غار ثور, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued his journey to Madinatul Munawwara, accompanied with Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an and Hazrat Abdullah bin Ariqit, who was not a Muslim at that time, but he was hired by Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an to show that coastal route to Madinatul Munawwara through the mountains. Hazrat Abdullah bin Abi Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an was also there, and he would occasionally come to visit Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But then he left after leaving Ghar Thawr. He no longer continued the journey with Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam. Amir bin Fuhaira, another very important character, a Sahabi of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was the freed slave of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, he continued the journey and migrated with Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The next station where Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped at was at the house of Hazrat Ma'bad radiallahu ta'ala. Makkatul Muqarramah is here, Madinatul Munawwara is here, and Ghar Thawr is just on the outskirts of Makkatul Muqarramah. From Ghar Thawr, the second station where Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped at was at the house of Hazrat Ma'bad. Just like when we are traveling, if brothers go from England to Scotland, we have to make various stops at the service station, and the facility is provided for us, alhamdulillah. But at that time, in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, things were very, very difficult. So Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not take the conventional route to Madinatul Munawwara. A lot of people were there behind Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with this intention to get the reward and to follow Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took another route, the unconventional route, the coastal route, Sahil ka kinara, wo rasta Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne ikhtiyar kiya. And that even today is known as Tariqul Hijra, the road of migration of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Ma'bad radiallahu ta'ala anha was an old lady with her husband living in that part of the region, in the mountainous area. There are two traditions. One is that Hazrat Ma'bad radiallahu ta'ala anha and her husband had some information that there is a possibility that Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to migrate very soon, and the only route he will take is this route. And in order to serve Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or to do khidmat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, both husband and wife had pitched up their tents in that part of the region. So when Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes, they can provide food and water for Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That is one tradition. Another tradition is that no, they were living in that part of the region and they were very famous for their hospitality. All the travelers that were passing from there would always stop at the house of Hazrat Ma'bad, an old lady, and she would give water and food. Now this is something that is inborn in the Arabs, very hospitable people. Mehmani ka jazba unke andar bahut zyada paya jata hai. Very, very natural. Even if you go in the month of Ramadan to Masjid-e-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you will find and you will see that at the time of Maghrib, the local Arabs that are there, they will want you to sit with them. They will drag you and pull you and say, okay, make iftari here, make iftari. It is natural. When we go to Makkah and Madinatul Munawwara, because a lot of the people even they are foreigners, but if you go on the outskirts, just outside Makkatul Mukarramah and Madinatul Munawwara, the hospitality they give you is something that is phenomenal, not known to a lot of culture. And this is the barakat of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was the first man to trim his mustache. The first man to be circumcised. And the first man ever to get grey hair, white hair. And that was the pehle, baalon mein siyahi hoti thi. And when for the first time Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam noticed, can you not talk any way, white hair. Ibrahim alayhi salam was looking at his beard and revelation came to him that this is Noor. This is Noor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you are a mujahid and who wants to do mashallah jihad in the path of Allah, there are some scholars in ulama and mashallah everywhere in Leicester, many, many great scholars. We can ask them, is it jahiz for one to put khizab, black khizab, to make it black and so that if you're old you look young, like a proper mujahid fighting in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also had a few white hair. A famous tradition, brothers must have heard all the time. And the white hair of Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam was here. So you see there are two parts of the beard. One is this part and one is here. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had white beard here. And Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam said, Shayyibatni Hud, Suratu Hud, and other surahs like Iza Shamsu Kuvirat, Iza Sama'un Fatarat, Suratun Naba'a, Amma Yatasa'aloon, and ayats which have got reference to the day of Qiyamah, to Qabr. And it is these surahs where Allah has given hukam to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that istiqamat is important for him. And it is these ayats that have made Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the black hair turn grey. But Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam was the first man. So the first one to trim his mustache. He had a beard of course. And the one to be circumcised, the first man to be circumcised. And also grey hair. And the first one to entertain guests. And he was famous for that. He was so famous for that, that this sunnat of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is recorded in the Quran, in Surah Al-Hijr, Surah Al-Hud, and Surah Al-Dhariyat, many other surahs, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the khidmat of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam with his people. هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ دَيْفِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ الْمُكْرَمِينَ إِذْ دَخَلُوا عَلَيْهِ فَقَالُوا سَلَامًا. When two guests came to visit Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, قَالَ السَّلَامٌ. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, peace, salam to them. And they also replied, salam to him. And straight away, without wasting any time, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam turned away from them, made zabah of a calf, and cooked the calf. In the Quran, the word that Allah has used is hanif. bi'izlin hanid. And hanid also means roasted. So a roasted calf was given to the two guests that were there. He did the zabah, he did the preparation, and he presented it to the guests. And the wife at that time was there, Hazrat Isara. I'm sure she must have helped Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam also. See? Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was also very jalali. Subhanallah, and when he gave food to the two beautiful, beautiful guests that were there, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam gave it to them, and they didn't put their hands forward to eat. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, inna minkum wajilun. Wajilun means fear. Qalu la tawjal. And the two said that, no, don't fear. Who are we? We are rusul. We are the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And who was there? Hazrat Jibreel Amin and Hazrat Mikail, the two wazir of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Some of the mu'arrikheen have even said that Hazrat Jibreel and Mikael said to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam that to eat this food we have to pay a price. We have to pay a price. And Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said to them, yes, you do have to pay a price, and the price is Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And when Jibreel Amin and Mikael heard that, both of them said that without a doubt he is the Khalil of Allah, Khalilullah. He is the Khalil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nevertheless, they didn't eat, of course. Angels don't need, they don't have the desire to eat. They don't have these digestive systems and anything. The stomach is completely different. They only take in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they only do the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The story continues, they came to give glad tidings to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam that a child will be born to him from Hazrat Sarah, the child that will be born is who? Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam. From Hazrat Sarah, the child that was born is Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salam, and from Hazrat Hajar, the child that was born is Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is the barakat that the Arabs still have inside them. The jazba of doing khidmat. The jazba of doing khidmat, giving food, looking after the people there. Subhanallah al-Azim. And Hazrat Ma'bad radiallahu ta'ala anha, again she was there with this intention that Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam and Siddiq Akbar will come, and when they stop here, I will give food to them, I will give water to them. But subhanallah, when Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq and Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got to the house of Hazrat Ma'bad, times were very, very hard for her. It was extremely hot, and drought had hit that area. There was not a single drop of water, no trace of water. The whole house was empty. In fact, the husband went away to the city to bring some food and liquid. And when Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam got there, only Hazrat Ma'bad was there. And when she saw the beautiful face of Huzur Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, she recognized him straight away. When she recognized him with Siddiq Akbar, obviously she was very, very disappointed. There was nothing to serve Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And that Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was Rahmatul Lil Alameen. The only thing she had was one very, very weak she-goat. Skin and bones were visible. No food, no drink. Even the goat was half unconscious in the room. Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw the goat and understood that the jazba she had. She had pitched up her tent there in the mountainous region for the sole purpose to do khidmat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not want to disappoint her. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at Ma'bad, an old lady, and there was no parda for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One must remember that Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is ma'asoom. Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is more pure than Jibreel, Amin and Mikael. Like how angels don't have the desire and they don't even understand what sin is, gunah kya hai. Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to a much higher degree, was more pure, had more sifat and quality inside him. He was parked from all major and minor sins. There was no parda, and anything what he did was again just to educate his ummah. If he did do parda, it was for the sake to educate the ummah. And Hazrat Umm Ma'bad was an old lady. Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam looked at her and said to her that, if you don't mind, that goat, does that belong to you? And she said, that goat belongs to me. Kamzor, bilkul lagar, dubla, patla, ji. Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to her, do you mind if I put my hands on it? Kitne babarkat haath honge. She says, no, Prophet of Allah, if you wish, you can take it. Very ill goat, she goat. Kya kehte hain? Muannas goat ko koi naam hai? Do you know anything in this? Goat was given to Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ne put his auspicious hand on the goat. Mu'arrikheen, Muslim historians have said that on the spot there was a complete transformation in the physique of that animal. It became stouty and strong straight away, and the udders were filled up with milk. Milk was flowing out from it. Now that Umm Ma'bad is looking at the change. Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to Umm Ma'bad, quickly get all the empty containers and the bowls that you have and fill it up with milk. And she was so happy. Milk was flowing from it. And Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave her the first opportunity to drink the milk. SubhanAllah. And then Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam drank from it. And then Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala drank from it. And then the other two, Hazrat Amir bin Fuhaira radiallahu ta'ala drank from it. Once Hazrat Abu Ayyub radiallahu ta'ala said that, my wife had prepared food for two people. The companions, their sunnah was never to store anything. They would never keep anything in the house. Hamare yahan to ye pantry hoti hai na? And we pack everything up for 2 weeks or 3 weeks. And we have a fridge and all sorts of, mashallah, facilities. We are weak people. But the companions, their halat was ajeeb. The iman was at a very high level. And food was prepared for only two people. Once one companion came to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, I'm giving you da'wat, but only you. But only you. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I'm not accepting your da'wat. I will only come if you also invite my wife. He looked at Huzur Alayhi Wasallam and said, no. No. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, no, then no. Saad ki zindagi. Everything was so simple, so simple. There was no offense, not from the companion and not from Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Next day he came, Ya Rasulullah, please, will you accept my invitation? Only you come to eat. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, no, if I come, I will only come with the wife. Now Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said, خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِي وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِي. The best amongst you is that one who is the best with the family members. See? And this was the adat and the akhlaq of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The third time he came, and Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam again refused. And the hadith ends there. The muhaddithin have said that the reason is that Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the house, there was faqr of faqa for months. Azwaj-e-mutahharat had not prepared any food because there was nothing in the house except for water and some dates. And if Huzur Alayhi Salatu Wasalam had taken that invitation, how would the wives feel of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And because of that, Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam said no. And that companion, he was a miskeen. He was a miskeen, and some hadiyah came to him, and he wanted to give that hadiyah to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He prepared some food, and he thought it was only enough for one man. And it would have been an embarrassment for him that if the wife of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam came and the food was not sufficient. But this was the tartib. Every time Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam was invited, Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam would also invite other people, other companions. This was his adat. Askhan nas, sabse ziyada sakhi, Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hazrat Abu Ayyub radiallahu ta'ala says, my wife prepared food for two people. One is Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, and the other, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Recently we received a post from, I think, Iran, wasn't it? And I was showing it to someone downstairs in the office, a booklet. And in there is riwayat of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. And there is a library and a maktab named after Amirul Mu'mineen. And you can read it there. It says, Amirul Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam. What does he say? Amirul Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam. And then there is another photo where it says, Aliyun waliyullah al-haqqu ma'a Ali. And something else, that haqq is with Ali and Ali is with haqq. And it just continues. And here the companions knew the close relationship with Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had with Siddiq Akbar. Invitation was given to Siddiq Akbar and Huzur alayhi salam. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepted the invitation. Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam got there. That Abu Ayyub says, Ya Rasulullah, the food has been prepared for two people. And food was given to Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Hazrat Abu Ayyub, Abu Ayyub, go and call 40 companions from the Ansar. Kitne? 40? Abu Ayyub radiallahu ta'ala is looking at the wife. The wife is in parda. There's no food. Ishara ho raha. And 40 companions. Allahu. He did as he was told. He went in the streets of Madinatul Munawwara. The most noble of the Ansari companions of Huzur alayhi salam, 40 came. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put his auspicious hands in the plate and he says, Bismillah, eat. All 40 ate to their full. After that, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Abu Ayyub, Ayyub, now go and call another 60. And he is just looking. And aadmi Huzur alayhi salam ki jo mu'ajizat hai, miracles. There is no end to the miracles of Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. Everything from Adam alayhi salam to Isa alayhi salam, all the ni'mat, all the in'am that was given to all the prophets was inside Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. And 60 companions came again, another batch. They ate, and Abu Ayyub thought that is enough. Abu sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, no, go on the outskirts of Madinatul Munawwara, in that area, and call another 70 from that tribe. And 70 people came. Hazrat Abu Ayyub says, the food that was prepared for two people, I counted approximately 180 people ate from it. 180 aadmi. Kaisi barkat hogi. And how lucky the companions were to witness this miracle right in front of them. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala says that when Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had completed the house, building the chamber for Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, his wife, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Anas, go outside and whoever you meet, invite them to my house, as in the house of Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, and invite them for food. That Anas was a young Sahabi, the Khadim of Huzur alayhi salam. And Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Zainab, what have you got in the house? And she says, only one plate of khajur. One plate of khajur. Up sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, bring that one plate. Hazrat Anas went outside, he gave dawah to everyone who he saw. When the companions found out that Hazrat Anas is giving invitation to come to the house of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the news spread very, very quickly. And slowly, slowly, all the companions were trying to meet Hazrat Anas, because the instruction was that if you see anyone, invite them. So every one of them, one by one the companions came out. Hazrat Anas is wondering that, he said, I counted more than 300 companions. Kitne? 300 companions. The house was so small that the companions were sitting outside the house of Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala. Now sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again put his hands there and he says, bhai, sabko khajur diya jaye. Everyone ate khajur. Everyone. Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala says that I noticed that the exact amount of khajur was still in the plate, if not more. 300 admi, 300 companions ate from it. And how many khajur? Still the same, if not more. Allahu Akbar. And this is the hospitality that Huzur alayhi salatu was salam had inside him. He would look after all of the people that were there. Ashab-e-Suffa, the poor companions, that was his zimedari. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala answered that Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had put his auspicious hands in a sack of khajur which belonged to me, and that khajur stayed with me for the entire life of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the entire period of khilafat that was given to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, for the entire period of khilafat that was given to Hazrat Umar Farooq, and when Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an was made shaheed, that is the time that khajur was taken away from me, and that is why the barakat finished. Imagine, a handful of khajur Hazrat Abu Huraira, a student, was eating for how many years? Puri Huzur alayhi salam ki zindagi. The khilafat of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, the khilafat of Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala an, and until the shahadat of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. So here, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once again put the hands on the udders of that she-goat, and milk was flowing from it. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drank from it. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq drank from it. Hazrat Ma'bad passed away. She later on, but the goat stayed alive until the khilafat of Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala. Kitni zindagi? Hazrat Umar Farooq ke zamane tak. And Hazrat Umar Farooq would really make khidmat of this goat. Every time this goat came, all the companions would touch the goat. This is Hazrat Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hands were on this animal. And a miracle had taken place with this. And stayed alive until the khilafat of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Ma'bad radiallahu ta'ala anha got bayat to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's journey again continued from the house of Hazrat Ma'bad. After the house of Hazrat Ma'bad, another event that had taken place was with Suraqah bin Malik, who was not a Muslim. He was in that part of the region an excellent tracker and a very strong man. He was with his friends, and one man came along and he said that I saw two people cutting through the mountain on the coastal area, and I think it is Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. And the people knew Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq because he was a tajir. And they said most probably the other man with him must have been Muhammad, who claims to be a prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Suraqah bin Malik said that in my mind I had nothing but 100 camels. What was the reward for capturing Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam and for capturing Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq? 100 camels. And I said to him, no, it can't be. Suraka bin Malik is saying, I said to that person, it can't be Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, and it can't be Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And all of them agreed to him because he was the leader at that time of that group. Straight away, after leaving that gathering, he mounted on his horse with a few weapons. And Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not very far away from that area. Very quickly he was on a horse and he got close to Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala's tartib was that he was very vigilant, looking forward and also looking behind, looking forward. And he noticed at the back that somebody was following him and looked at Suraka bin Malik and recognized him. And he said to Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam, O Prophet of Allah, I think Suraka comes with this bad intention to capture us. Again, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, that la tahzan inna Allah ma'ana. Don't worry, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us. Suraka bin Malik was on a horse. As he came close to Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lifted up his hand and made a dua against him. Hum apni zaban mein jo kehte hain na baddua. A dua against him. It is said that the earth split open, the horse was dragged into the ground until just the neck side of the horse was visible, and he was in the ground up to the waist. And he says that I could feel that slowly, slowly the horse was being dragged under the ground, under the ground. And straight away he knew that Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must have made a dua against him. And he said to Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was not a Muslim, he said, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you help me out from this situation, and if you save me now, I promise you that I will not do anything. In fact, I will return back, and anyone who is pursuing you on this route, I will stop them and I will say to them that I have checked this entire route. Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr Siddiq are not on this path. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at him and said to him, are you sure that is what you will do? He says, yes. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a dua again, and he says that as if the earth was pushing him up again, and he came out. He was so scared, Suraka bin Malik, that at that point he recited some poetry in Arabic. Like I said, that the Arabs had this mastery over their language. They knew poetry. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given the Quran as a great miracle to Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam. They could not match the words of the Quran. And in the Arabic poetry, he said that only if Abu Jahl was here today in my place, then he would have realized that Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not an imposter, but without a doubt the mighty messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he went back and he did as he promised Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam. There were many people who were following Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam with this intention to get the reward of 100 camels. The ulama say that this miracle of Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam was like the miracle that was given to Musa alayhi salam when Karun accused Musa alayhi salatu wa salam for fornicating. Ma'azallah, that aapne zina kiya. When he said that, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam made a dua for Karun, and as the story goes in the Quran, Karun was swallowed by the earth entirely, and he was not saved from that. In the case of Suraka bin Malik, because He quickly said to Huzur alayhi salatu was salam, and he was no match for Qarun. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again made dua for him that he should be saved from this punishment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal on what has been said. Inshallah, we shall continue from where we have left, from the ending part of Suraqah bin Malik. Later on, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again meets Hazrat Buraida bin Aslami with an army of 70 people after Huzur alayhi salatu was salam and the events that take place, and just before entering Madinatul Munawwara, the city, the area of Quba, and the first Jummah, insha'Allah ta'ala. In the next session, we will continue from there. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك عبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك عبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين